Leaders in Yumbe have called on the residents to embrace tree planting and growing to fight climate change. They made the appeal during the commemoration of the belated World Forest Day in Drajini sub-county. Patrick Adimaya, the LC1 chairperson for Amia village where the celebration was held, said previously the district was green, thickly covered with trees and grasses, but human activities like deforestation, charcoal burning have affected the tree cover in Yumbe district. According to Yumbe district forest officer Kemis Omar Ambaga, the tree cover loss is worsened by increasing population following the refugee influx and increasing demand for forest products. Hakim Ondoga, Drajin sub-county chief, attributes the high dependency on forest cover and degradation to inadequate sensitization and awareness campaigns on importance of trees.
The people of Drajin benefit from forests through various activities like farming, charcoal burning, and others. This presents confronting challenges to the forest resources, meaning that we have to do something to ensure that we preserve the forest species that are existing. In Drajini, tobacco growing is becoming a leading economic activity. The tobacco companies need to do a lot in terms of forest restoration because curing the tobacco uses a lot of wood fuel. I will present this one before them so that the registered tobacco farmers should be deeply engaged in tree planting activities in order to sustain tobacco growing. If that is not done, our environment every year will be at risk.
Brahani Edoni, manager working with Dan Church Aid in Yumbe district, encouraged the locals to offer land for partners to plant trees.
If we work together, we can actually change Yumbe green, and that's where the globe is heading to. If you go to other parts of this country, people are now earning carbon credits, and that's something partners are working to ensure that Yumbe also benefits from carbon credits. If you go to other parts of the world, people are exporting timber, people are exporting charcoal, and those are the things that NGOs are trying to innovate around to ensure that the local communities benefit from that kind of initiatives. The selection of Drajini was deliberate. Drajini, we can still see some natural trees existing. But if we don't talk about it here today, in the next 3 years, we'll find all these natural trees gone.
Rashid Kawawa Abdallah, the assistant resident district commissioner for Yumbe, urges the population to plant trees in order to manage their old age.
If you want to enjoy your old age, you plant fruits, plant mangoes, avocados, so that you'll be enjoying your old age. As you sit under your mango tree, people will bring it for you the money. But again, this mango tree, you die and you sell it as charcoal. That is the problem. Otherwise, let us be ready to plant whatever we are sowing. And we should begin today, not tomorrow. If you are cutting one tree, make sure that you plant another five trees. In every home state, we ought to see